Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, KMOX Sports from the new Bowl BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
I'm Tom Ackerman. Oh my gosh, Saturday night was fun at Scott Trade Center. Wow. Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, is with us. We had some friends. It was date night. Angie and I took a couple to our good friends, the Gertners, took them to Scott Trade. We had a good time, and then we settled in and watched a half dozen goals against Minnesota. That power play was firing on all cylinders, Chris Kerber. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they made a couple of adjustments to the power play. They put Alexander Steen on a unit with Paul Stastny, and I thought it worked really well there. And they put Dunn over on the other side of the power play, taking Steen's spot there on that top power play unit. And really, it was the Stastny-Steen unit that dominated that game for the St. Louis Blues with the man advantage, and they needed it because that was a game with all the goals that were scored. 7 of the 9 came on special teams.
And we sat in those seats that I told you. I like sitting behind Jake Allen to see what he can do, and he made some magnificent saves to keep that game rolling in the Blues' direction.
Well, they got the 1-0 lead on the goal by Stastny, Tom, and then it was up to a couple of huge saves. That game could have gone a completely different way if it weren't for some key timely saves early that allowed the Blues to build onto their lead. So, Jake once again was good.
I'm calling it the Shenergy line, the Braden Schenn, Vladimir Tarasenko, Jaden Schwartz line. Is it the best line in hockey right now?
Well, I think, statistically, we'd still have to say it's the second best when you're looking at what Kucherov and Stamkos have been doing. But they're right up there with it, Tom. The numbers are strong, and they're hard to contain night after night. And I think the key will be as the defense continue to impact play, as they get a little balance, you hope, on that second line, it's going to be even harder for the other teams to defend that top line.
We've had Jay Bouwmeester now returning from injury. We've been able to see him a little bit. What's been your impression of the veteran defenseman?
Same as before, steady and calm, and, knowing that they had success against Minnesota last season, Mike Yeo put him back with Alex Pietrangelo for that last game. So it's a welcome sight. Now there's a real dogfight for playing time with 8 defensemen on this roster.
They have not played since Saturday, didn't practice yesterday. This Blues team, the next couple of days, will wait until they play on Wednesday. What would you like to see out of this team the next couple of days, and what sort of challenge do they have in the Ducks on Wednesday night?
Well, they've got 2 more home games on this homestand, and they're always tough games playing against those bigger teams in the Pacific Division. So I think just consistent play, and again, can they keep rebounding from a loss and then put together some type of winning streak? And then that's the big thing. That's what's going to keep them as they wake up this week atop the National Hockey League. It's that type of play that you saw throughout most of the game against Minnesota that's going to give you a chance to stay on top of the standings.
They are the number one team in the NHL with 35 points, Tampa Bay with 34. By the way, one quick little thing before we go, the Vegas Golden Knights are no joke. They lead the Pacific Division. They're 15-6-1. That surprises me. I thought they'd get off to a good start, but are they this good?
Well, listen, I don't know that it's fair, other than the fact that they are, by definition, an expansion team. They're not a typical expansion team and what we've typically known sports and expansion teams to be. They were able to draft from a much deeper pool of players because of the fee that they paid to get into the league. They took advantage of it, and Gallant has that team playing extremely well.
Blues and Ducks, that's a late start, by the way, on Wednesday. That one doesn't start until 8 o'clock, so make sure you adjust your calendars appropriately. We appreciate it, as always, Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues. Have a great day.
Okay, Tom, see you at the rink.
I'm Tom Ackerman on the home of the best Blues coverage, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.